I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Report in a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
How sweet is this? You know, I've talked many times on the show about that I believe I have seasonal affective disorder. Like the lack of sun in the winter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gets you down.
Brings me down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've been in a dark place.
Even though you get a lot of sun.
Yeah, he gets more sun than anyone else in the human history. But
wait till what he's going to tell you about. It's incredible.
Come on.
So a listener, how sweet, sent me a light therapy lamp that I have plugged in the past few days in my office.
Is that
office.
What the light is when I walk by?
It's my
when
light.
When I walk by, I'm like, what? I'm like, Dave has got some
like
kind
a UFO
of...
was landing
oh, that, I did notice. I did notice there. It was like... I'm it's like, right. Oh, man, he got new LEDs or something.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It looks like he's got a Twitch studio going.
Yeah. Tuesday, I walk in there for the first time to give him the news, and I open the door, and I'm like...
Yeah, he's a vampire. You can't do that. He got bit
Anybody
by that one girl.
There? Andy, it's follow so my voice.
I have the news.
Okay, follow my voice.
And then I was like, what'd you get a new? You get a new light? And then he's like, yeah, the listener said it. That's my UV for my sun problem.
I got to be honest. You look a little sunburnt.
I do. You think I'm getting a little?
You look a little sunburnt.
Where do you have it at? Just on your desk?
Literally right by my monitor. It's shining right on me.
It shines right on
me. I don't know if that's what it's supposed to do.
Do we know if those things work?
Well, no. Okay, no. So Jason the Jew got one too.
Yeah, he got it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Those ones are red, though, that he got, right?
Yeah, oh, was yours different than mine?
No, mine's the UV.
Is it the same thing?
Okay.
Same like blue light.
It's blue, right? Yeah, I have one for a lizard. You guys are basically like my leopard gecko.
I stopped using mine, though.
Oh, okay. So why did, first of all, why did you get it?
Well,
you same kind of thing? Like you got little wintertime blues?
Yeah, just, you know, feeling down sometimes.
Uh-huh.
So I got it to see if it could boost my energy levels or whatever.
Right.
It
didn't do anything.
And no, I felt no different. I still feel like crap. So I feel super weird, like just sitting in my house on my couch with this bright light just flashing my face.
Well, I thought I'd use it here because this is really the only place where I'm at a certain place for a certain amount of time, right? Like otherwise I'm moving all around. I don't really have time to devote to just sit staring at a lamp.
Yeah. Right.
Glad you didn't bring it in the studio.
No, I haven't yet. Not yet.
No, not allowed.
That thing was crazy.
It is true. I did walk by, I guess, and I just was like, ah.
I don't ever look in or anything. I can just see.
I know.
Why was
it like,
I don't know what he's up to. Was that a dentist light? What is it?
It was so bright, I thought he was making copies on like an old copy machine. You know, where you weren't allowed to look at it or you'd go blind. I was like, I think he's making copies in there.
The Archimedean and Jones might have been opened up inside of his office.
Yeah, exactly.
I really don't know how it works, though. Like, I don't know, should it be pointed directly at my
face? There's no directions with it?
I think it has to be on your skin, right? Well, I just know this, like... So having like a leopard gecko, you have to have like a certain UV light that it somehow helps the calcium inside of whatever it is. It's some kind of chemical reaction that happens, and that's why you have one. So in a weird way, are we like that? Where, and think about it, you go to the doctor if
you need the D.
You need the D. You said it.
D3.
I know. Yeah.
D times three.
I can remember the number.
Yeah.
It took a minute.
No, but it's pure sunlight based. Like, I'm always low because they're like, man, do you ever go outside?
I'm
like,
a lot of guys are low.
I never go outside. Yeah. And if I do, I'm covered.
It seems like more men are low on that than women, I think.
Yeah.
The D.
Mm-hmm.
The D. Yeah, I'm always low on the D. But,
you need the D, Chuck.
You sure do. You sure do.
Puts a smile on your face. So I'm hoping that I'll see some, you know, positive changes. It's been plugged in for a couple days now. Yeah. Can't really.
It is. It's something to see. It's something to behold.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard that they don't do anything. I'm hoping they do. Like, the thing is, like, if anything's going to work on anyone, this light's going to work on Dave.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because little tiny, like, if I accidentally dropped, like, an allergy medicine and it hit him in the hand and then fell to the ground.
Yeah, he's sensitive.
He'd get all the effects of the...
It absorbed it.
Yeah, like, he'd already be... He wouldn't
feel
any.
Amazing.
Yeah, he wouldn't feel any allergies. Cleared.
He's like, it absorbed into my skin.
Yeah, just from a split second. So, I mean.
He's like a salamander.
It doesn't matter. You'll be going in the sun in a couple weeks anyway.
Yeah.
You have to pick up your parents.
Yeah, I got to get my folks.
So, are you going to call them today or what? Are you thinking of.
You know, they don't get up that early.
Oh, I know.
Oh, that's the problem.
What are they up to? Are they doing okay?
Yeah, they're doing
okay.
It's been crappy weather.
Oh, that's right.
So it's been rainy and cold.
They've
been
stuck
in. They haven't really been out at all.
I feel bad for them.
I know, me too. But I mean, they're enjoying. They're still just sitting watching the waves.
That's nice.
They're watching the
windows.
Nice.
That's all.
It's relaxing.
Listen, old people will watch waves for hours.
Yeah, no, and they have.
My parents watch waves for hours.
Yeah.
That's a funny thing. They can just watch it.
And all they have is lake waves. That isn't even...
You know, I have the Ring doorbell. I have access to it down there. And they ordered a pizza. So my mom is so sweet. She's so nice. Like, the guy was like, the smile on his face when he left.
Yeah.
She's like, hello, love. Yeah. How's your night going so far? Everything good for you?
And he's they don't expect any kind of, like...
Yeah, usually people are probably so rude.
Irish accent.
And then I saw her slip, like, you know, old school, like, slip him the tip.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
this is for you, love.
Oh, that's awesome.
You have a good wee night. Like, oh, that's nice, Mom. Take good care. So, yeah, they seem to be doing just fine.
It's good you could check in on them with that Ring, make sure they're not having any mini pill parties.
No,
oh, my God.
Well, I don't know about that. Who knows what's going on?
Well, if all of a sudden it keeps going off and, like, 50 people are showing up, you know that your place is being used as a party.
They turned it into a trap house.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I hope that wasn't their pill delivery.
Yeah.
It looked like a pizza bag.
Oh, yeah.
This is for you.
This is for you, love.
Yeah.
Thanks for the pills.
Yeah. It's a pound of weed and...
Mm-hmm. I love that Ann's got the good stuff.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You guys, you know how you see little pill organizers that are big?
Yeah.
Like the size of, say, like a, I don't know, like a tiny water bottle or something?
Yeah.
They have like this. They have what looks like
an
old index box that you keep cards in filled with medication. They have many pills.
Yep.
That's what
keeps us alive.
I guess
that's what keeps us alive.
And then every meal, they're like, oh, my pills!
Yep.
There's so much to keep together. My grandma had like a two-row Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Oh, yeah,
Thursday.
Yeah.
Friday, Saturday thing.
I just have a little circle one. I got a little circle one. I've already got one.
I do, but mine's just for like, none of mine's prescription. It's luckily just like, you know, vitamins and supplements and that kind of stuff.
No, I've got two. I got two I have to take for the rest of my life.
I take stuff from my joints.
Okay,
you know,
I don't do
go
that.
Over our pills.
Okay, no,
let's not do that.
All right, let's not do. Let's move on. Let's move on and get to some of your emails here.
I tell you, I am sore.
Yeah, no.
My shoulders killed all night. I couldn't sleep.
That's the truth.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
you just complained about that.
Anyways,
how do you change how you sleep?
How do you change?
How you sleep.
Can I give you a tip here?
Yes.
All right. So
that's why I'm asking you.
I sleep like a baby.
Okay.
And I know you'll never listen to me. Tip number one is stop napping, but you'll never do that.
That's ridiculous.
But that has changed my life.
He's talking about position wise.
Yeah, position. Okay. So I'm like you, a side sleeper.
Yeah.
I'm like a side sleeper too.
I'm almost like a on my chest sleeper with my arm.
He puts his arm way up.
And sleep on top of my arm.
I kind of do that sometimes too.
I have to avoid falling asleep that way because it does all kinds of bad things to me. Like when I fall asleep like that.
That's the only way I can fall asleep right now.
Sometimes when I wake up, it's like kind of a nap thing because I think you're not getting full sleep. Like you fall asleep on your side like that. But when I fall asleep like this, I have like mad problems. Like I'll stop breathing and it'll like trigger my like sleep apnea.
Oh, I always have that.
That's like really scary.
I always have that.
I had somebody
that's
being really like, scary. You were screaming in your sleep. It was because I thought it in my dream had made me think that I was being smothered. Oh. And I was going, mom, mom.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Like, I would love to be able to just lay on my, because it's so comfortable.
Back.
Like,
on
your back. On your back.
Yeah, I can't sleep on my back either.
I can't.
For some reason.
I wish I
could. I don't know why, but I'm a side sleeper.
So the things that I think have worked for me, I got a good pillow that stays cool. I sleep with just a sheet because otherwise I realize I keep overheating and keep turning things off and throwing things off. I mean, but I also got, Chuck, that thing. It's weird. But you get used to it. It's you. If you're a side sleeper, it's this little pillow you put between your legs.
And I just use a regular pillow.
Yeah, you can do that too. This is like specifically made.
I think I've seen it on like Instagram.
Like in
you
line
have to use it,
and it's great for your. Like I wake up, I don't have back pain anymore.
Yeah. I gotta hump a pillow.
It keeps. No, you don't hump a
you
pillow.
Definitely gonna
hump
it.
I definitely gonna hump it. Well, then you should get a pillow that looks like me. Put it between your legs.
There you go.
What a great idea. I'll get you.
Yeah, so that's
oh, you just have that little thing. See, what I've seen is like a thing that goes all the way up. Like, okay, I know this is getting really weird, but so I sleep with a pillow. I sleep on a pillow that's like under my head and chest to like keep me kind of up.
Yeah,
right. But then I don't have anything going on with the legs.
You need to.
Yeah, see, this is how, and it is weird.
It
does take a little bit to get used to.
I feel like I move so much that thing's just going to...
But I've just used a regular pillow for years, and
probably what I need to do. I bet my problem is that I actually have that sleep apnea.
You probably should do that sleep study.
Because I'm always rolling around.
Scary, so you should get
and I know my my dad has it. Mm.
Dude, yeah, that sleep apnea is no joke.
I just don't want to go to that stupid sleep study, guys.
No, but you, dude, suck it up. Go for one night. Who cares?
One night. Now you can take it home. Like, there's a kit you hook up to yourself, you take it home, and then you take it back in, like, later, and they run tests and tell
you. Come on.
Here's what happens.
My stepdad did it recently, and if he can do it, anyone can do it. Because I'm like, you're not going to be able to do it. But
that's what I want, James.
But yeah, I know people have like messaged in before in the past saying like you should go do this test, but it's not always. You have to go in the clinic, and you're worried about people seeing your morning wood and all that stuff.
Yeah, well,
so they give you a kit that you take home and you plug in and you set up, and it just runs like a diagnostics on you. And
okay.
Then you take it back in, they analyze it, and like here's what the problem is.
I guarantee that I'm just not breathing.
When I was heavier, it was way worse for me.
Yeah.
Like, when I was heavier, I had really bad sleep apnea, and I had really bad acid reflux.
Oh, I just keep getting heavier, so I'm on my way to the danger zone.
Seriously, though, like, when I was, like, over 300 pounds, it was, like, the worst sleep of my life.
Right.
Because I'd snore and stuff. I don't really snore anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I listen, I don't know what... If it all combined, but I sleep through the night. I don't wake up at all. I seem to wake up in the same position I fell asleep in. And it's all kind of combined, I think, just to make a good sleep. But the thing between the legs is, because I used to always get out of bed like, oh.
Well,
I don't really do that anymore.
It's funny because I know people that have done the whole sleep thing and they have one of those CPAP machines and they're like, dude, it's the life-changing thing.
Yeah,
like,
that's what my stepdad
like,
said.
He's like, I hit the pillow. I fall asleep and I wake up and I'm in the same spot.
Right.
I'm always moving. And I have to assume that you only move because you like, I'm like choking to death.
Yeah.
Right. You know?
No. Especially if you fall asleep like that. You got to like figure out a way to not fall asleep like that.
Dude, it's one night. Even if you have to go to a clinic, it's one night out of your
life. I know. God damn it.
Yeah, I know. You just have to do it. But Al did it, but Al did the take-home test.
Al, you did a take-home test?
Yeah, I did the take-home one, which was, I mean, you know, just a thing that you strap around your chest and you wear the, put a thing on your finger and a nose... Whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Clearly, I'm really up on the technical.
Yes. Yes.
So there's a finger thing and there's a chest thing.
Okay.
And they didn't cover that on MASH. That's all my medical knowledge comes from MASH.
No.
So. But no, it's not accurate enough that you can get a full diagnosis, but you can do this take-home test to find out if you're at risk. And if they get those results back, they're like, all right, you need to do the sleep study.
I already know. I have to do the sleep study. Like, you know,
it shouldn't be that bad.
No, because when I know when I nap, like I get less of a deep sleep. So like what happens to me is like I like you, dude. Like I'll sleep on my stomach.
Yeah,
and like I'll wake up to like an alarm or something, and then I'll shut it off, and then I'll go right back to sleep on my stomach, and then I get have weird dreams, and I yeah. can't sleep.
Like it's like, weird. I'll just stop breathing. I've been told I'd just stop breathing.
Yeah, that's see, scary. No, that's yeah. super
You better
bad.
Go.
Yeah. You have to go. Someone said fell asleep at the wheel twice in 1 week, got a machine, completely different life.
Right.
You'll have more energy.
Yeah. It is such a brutal thing to strap on the Darth Vader look. And, but it helps people, though.
I know.
Someone did the in-home one. He said it sucked, but it's for your own health. I just got my CPAP after being told I stopped breathing 34 times a minute.
That's what I assume that Whoa. This was probably what? Going on for me. Yeah. Like every breath you then stop and then you take another deep breath and then you stop. That's weird. It's like a weird sleep thing.
Al has found something that has changed his life when it comes to sleep. Is that right, Al?
That's right. Penis balls.
Penis.
Hi, guys. Chuck, listen, man.
Yeah.
My wife's recently pregnant, and I accidentally bought 2 pregnancy pillows. They look like a giant C. And I used to have problems sleeping on my side, but I ended up using one of hers that I bought, you know, the accident one. And, man, it's the best thing ever. You put it, it supports your head, goes all the way down, and you put it in between your legs, and
yeah.
you sleep like a baby on it.
I remember... I think I had one of these in my home before, and
you had a used one when she was
yeah.
pregnant.
Yeah, so I think,
yeah,
like I've seen them. It's just so
them.
Wild to be a guy.
Oh, they sell that. Those,
but it's see, it's like they for Chuck.
Them, but they sell them at the back store. They you know, they have some that it's not just for pregnancy. They sell
oh, okay.
stuff for like if you go to like a special
like a
back.
Spinal
yeah,
guy
like
or something.
I you know, but you like, can just say I'm it's literally. Your C for Chuck.
But I feel like really my only problem is that I choke to death at night, and I'm just such a whiner about going for the sleep study and having to sleep somewhere weird.
Yeah, yeah. Looking like you're straddling a Sky-O.
Yeah,
that's a weird look.
That
that's a weird.
Which one's it's a 55-inch full body pillow, comfort C shaped. With removable, washable velvet cover. So you, look at all the ways you can use it. Look at all the ways you can use it.
Oh my God.
It's amazing, Chuck. You got to get
your. Which pregnant women are using?
$34.
I know, that is incredibly cheap.
That's way cheaper. Pregnancy pillows. They
yeah,
need to call them like
back.
Pregnancy / fat dude pillows.
Yeah. Fat guy bendable pillow.
I wonder if any fat guys have given it reviews.
Probably not. We're too afraid.
I gotta be honest. It's me. It's a great pillow.
Yeah, I love how you can send it up so you can have my mistake a snack.
This one says my son keeps taking mine. Hopefully for a good reason.
He's probably humping up.
Okay,
say you found yourself a little girlfriend.
See, that yeah. is like, if I did have something between my legs, I know because of the way I wake up some days just with my own, what I've done to my bed. Like what I'm like currently doing to my bed.
Yes, yeah. See, look, there's a review. Not just for pregnant women. This pregnancy pillow is perfect for men and women, pregnant or not.
Huh.
I have something on my screen called the snoozer body pillow. It's
snoozer.
A little bit, it's not for just pregnancy. It's,
yeah. I love the ad for Mrs. Maisel next to the pregnancy
yeah,
pillow.
So yes, true. It just came up on the pregnancy pillow.
Just destroyed everything.
Oh, no.
I have more in common with pregnant women than a construction worker.
Does make sense.
Okay, so that one
yeah,
isn't as
like
wild.
A, it's more like a J.
Yeah.
That isn't as wild. It's yeah. not wrapping up my butt.
So that just keeps you all aligned and stuff, huh?
Yeah.
They have
I'll
a store
be honest,
near you, Chuck. You
I'm going to go get the one that wraps it right around my butt if it's only $30
$30
compared
dude.
To this $70 one. And
that
it's half the
expensive.
Pillow. Yeah.
It yeah, just seems a little easier to use, though.
Yeah, than like
just
machines.
Having this
than getting
big
in this
thing.
Big thing.
Yeah.
Mm.
Stepping into a mech.
Just asleep.
I'm not going to war again.
This thing underneath my butt.
Alien,
yeah.
You know, enemies. You're just trying to.
Oh man, I don't know. I just, it's one. It's a, like weird thing. Like I went to bed early. It didn't matter. I like slept terrible. I wake up. I'm like, man, did I sleep at all? Like, did I sleep at all? Yeah. I don't think I did.
Yeah, yesterday was a good one. Like I went to bed at like 10 or something and slept all through the night. But I was so dead tired. I have to like get so dead tired to sleep like that. That you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, someone said I choked to death at night with sleep apnea. Just put a thinner pillow under my normal pillow to elevate my head more and stop snoring and choking.
Well, I mean, I have a bed that goes up. I guess I've never really tried it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, what are you doing?
Of course you should. That's what you should do. I didn't know you
had
a bed that goes up.
That's step number one.
That's the number one thing they say.
If you sleep like I sleep, though, like...
Just a little bit up.
Putting your bed up is like... You know, like, you got to understand, I sleep on my... On my stomach, so it's just I'm like
bent, on
like,
your stomach.
I'm like
a mermaid coming out of the water. I'm like some kind of dolphin doing a trick. I mean, it's not comfortable. Like, it's me getting that. It was the dumbest thing like of all time.
That's so funny. Yeah, Kathy. Kathy's in Oregonville.
It's the dumbest.
Hey, Kathy, how are
like
you?
A merman.
Good morning, penis and balls, guys.
Balls.
Penis and balls.
So. I worked for a sleep doctor for almost 15 years, and with the at-home sleep test, the only time you would have to go in to an actual clinic and be tested is if your home sleep test came back inconclusive or to really diagnose, like, if you have other things going on, like if you have sleep paralysis or nightmares or whatever.
I don't have any of that, no.
Yeah, so really, it sounds like you just need a machine, and I have had a lot of patients come back and tell me that this is the best sleep that they've ever received. They've actually lost a lot of weight because they have more energy during the day, and I'm all for sleep machines. I think, I honestly, and I've been listening to you guys for so long. Oh my God, we're going on like 20 years here.
Jesus,
and
yeah, we are.
Yeah. 20 years.
And yeah, I feel like, well, whatever. Close
yeah,
enough.
Yeah.
But ever since I've like heard you talking about your sleep problems, I'm like, you should really go get tested. You should really go get tested.
And I've always known that I should go get tested. Like I said, I mean, I used to sit and watch my dad like stop breathing. I'd be like, wow, this is a long time.
Yeah.
But I guess because my dad never bothered, he's like, boy, I don't need any of your goddamn your Darth Vader mask. I don't need any of that Darth Vader.
And they're not really like Darth Vader anymore. Like, yeah, probably 10, 15 years ago, they were Darth Vader masks.
Right, yeah.
And that really turned people off to it. But now you can have ones that just like hang out in your nose or go over your nose or barely cover your mouth. And they've come a long way since it first became a real like mainstream issue.
All right, Kathy, thanks for calling in. Yeah, Chuck,
you
just
know
have
that
to
I
do
have
it.
To do it. Yeah.
Like James will go, I'm sure, sleep beside you if you need the.
That's the only way I can fall asleep. Is with
I'll
him
go,
beside
I'll
me.
Go to an appointment with you because I had similar issues.
Oh,
know?
Yeah.
So if you want to be like sleep bros, you know?
Well, we're just sleep bros.
Sleep
bros.
That's all we are. You know? Nothing but sleep bros.
Listen,
nothing
bros
weird
cuddle,
here.
You know? Yeah. He supports my back. I support his back.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get a good night's sleep. What's wrong with that?
Sleep bros.
Just one man with their shirts off sleeping together. That's all.
And just another just night
trying to get a
good
rest.
I want that shirt, just me and you together and sleep bros.
So Adam has a bit of a warning about the CPAP. Mm. He's joining us. Hey, Adam.
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing okay, thanks. What's your comment here?
So I'm 25, and I've had my CPAP since I was actually about to turn 12. You guys got me to clean those things actually deep because I didn't, and I ended up getting a flesh-eating bacteria that affected my nose, and I had to have half of my nose removed with my sinus cavity and sinuses in general up to my eyes.
Well, they don't tell you that.
Sweet God, dude.
Jesus.
That's crazy.
Well, there is a lot of commercials about cleaning them. You know, like there's,
you have to clean them.
Like you have to clean them and there's different things to clean them. And I've got to be honest, guys, I'm not the best at cleaning. So maybe I skip this whole thing.
Yeah, you don't. Nobody's talking about the flesh eating bacteria.
Adam,
sorry, man. I'm doing okay,
yeah,
dude.
That sucks.
Thanks for calling in.
Some hoses and keep them in the closet. That way, once things
yeah,
ready,
like that's honestly
time to throw it away.
I'm much more likely just to throw out a whole entire mask.
Yeah.
Than like worry about cleaning it.
Dude, if they cut off part of your nose and sinuses and eyes, you are going to look messed up.
Dude, I saw a guy who had nothing.
Mm. I've seen some of those those faceless people.
Yeah. I always wonder like what happened. I didn't realize you could get it from that.
You look like a ghoul from Fallout.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not good.
A ghoul. God damn it.
Someone said that get a sleep apnea mask lined with memory foam is incredible and comfortable. Another guy said he lost weight
and 100% his problems went away.
Dude, I'm telling you, that was like the biggest. When I was the heaviest, I had so many problems.
Yeah.
Like, it was awful. And I was just like, this just the way that is. And then I lost like just like 20 pounds even, and it was like way better.
Makes a big difference.
Yep.
Yeah. Way different.
Yep.
And someone else said, just take a shot of vodka before you go to bed.
Drink a glass of vodka. That's called alcoholism.
It's the Russian treatment for sleepy.
It works on colds. It works on flu.
A glass. I thought they said shot. I just assumed shot.
They say, too, that drunk sleep that you get is like the worst sleep.
I never sleep good after I have been drinking a lot.
I think I do, but then it's like I really haven't.
Mm-mm. Yeah, and they do sell an automatic cleaner, and I guarantee that's what I would do. I would just have something that I put the thing in.
You have to.
I'm not messing around.
I don't. You don't want to get your face eaten off.
Just put it in the dishwasher, maybe. You know, I can put it in with my dongers.
Yeah,
there you go.
Just keep it clean.
Put the Darth Vader mask right next to the dongers on the top shelf.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's fired up. Yeah.
Keep everything clean. All right, so hopefully we can convince Chuck to get a sleep desk.
I don't know. Come on. What's stop? Like, what is so nerve-wracking about that?
I know it sounds so stupid, but it's just having to go do it.
Yeah,
but just go do it, and then it could change your life.
I don't like doing anything.
Right.
You guys. My attitude changed on that. Once they went up my butt, I was like, whatever. It wasn't anything.
Not even
I just
that.
Gotta
just
do it.
Any general appointment. I don't want to have anything that is going to make me have to leave my house.
Appointments.
Unless it's fun. And then it's like everybody, like we work with a lot of people with a lot of appointments. Everybody's got appointments.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm always like, how do you even do it?
I know.
I got to go home and then I sit there and just, I'm like, oh my God, I hate life.
Yeah.
And then before I know it, I got to do something at my house or like a, you know, I don't know how people have appointments.
All right, I'm going to be on you until you get it done.
You'd be on me.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, I will say this. If there's a way to get, like, one of these take it home, strap yourself up, go to sleep, and see what happens things, I would do that.
Yeah.
I don't really want to go sleep somewhere else. I don't. You know?
Be all right.
Where do I take a shower? I take a shower there. I got to drive all the way home.
Take
a shower there.
Well, you don't do it on a Friday night or Saturday night, right?
And that's when my mom did it. They clean the beds and stuff.
Of course they do, for God's sakes. A lot of people with boners in that bed.
All right.
Not mine.
I don't like sleeping where others.
Same as a hotel. They're doing much worse. Not cleaning here as much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Uh-huh. Man, I can relate too much to this next story. A man discovered that his dead mother's Kindle was filled with all types of smut.
Oh, my God.
See, I have that knowledge.
You already know.
I have that knowledge when she's alive.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not going to discover
it. It won't be a shock.
No, not at all. I see every time she downloads smut.
Yeah.
It comes to my phone because we're hooked up to the same Amazon account. So this guy says that I'm 36. My older sibling's 41. We were working through our recently deceased mother's possessions to clear her house. She was 74 when she passed. And we stumbled upon her Kindle. My sister came out with the fatal line. Oh, she used to love reading. I know she's bought tons of books from Amazon. I wonder what she's reading recently.
Oh, no.
When they opened the Kindle, they discovered that mom had downloaded a whopping 992 books.
Oh.
A lot of them are free.
A lot of them are free.
Yep.
But here's some that she had. Sugar Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Man of the House, Christian domestic discipline book.
Jeez. Oh my God.
Diapered for Pay.
Uh-oh.
A Day in Diapers. Diaper Slave series.
Oh boy.
Feeding, diaper thing.
What is this one about? Feeding the farmer's partner. What is that about?
I was eating a lot of sausage.
Feeding the farmer's partner?
That's you could probably find it and then see a little example of it.
At least your mom isn't reading stuff like this.
Thank God, Lisa. Thank God.
Yeah, no, your
mom. I didn't even know that they had things like this.
Your mom has a dominance thing. She likes, like, the dominance stuff.
Okay, all right.
But not, you know.
There it is. It's from Daisy and the Dairy Farm. Book three.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow. That's filthy.
I think we know how she feeds
them. Look at that. She feeds them with her boobs.
Yeah, it might not be sausage on the menu. It might be all milk.
Yeah, it's milk.
Feeding the farmer's partner.
Are these things addictive? Like,
it must be, Lise. It must be.
I can write some crazy things.
I know. We've said that before.
I need to do this. $2.99. I guess it's not.
That's not a lot.
See, but this is the thing. Like, it's super cheap, and you got to realize this is like a...
Okay, let me read the description. When Farmer Jones brings on a distribution partner to help manage his growing milk business, the change threatens the relationship between Hank, the farm foreman, and Daisy, the human dairy cow. Former cattle rancher Rusty is the most powerful milk distributor in the business. Rich... handsome and controlling, he's used to getting what he wants. And right now, he wants Daisy's favors all to himself. At first, Daisy is flattered and excited by Mr. Barlow's attention. But when she realizes just how controlling he can be, she concocts a plan to use her ripe, milky breasts to thwart his domineering ways.
Yeah.
Will Hank's jealousy derail Daisy's efforts to put Rusty Barlow in his place?
I'm starting to get addicted.
This 78-word milking lactation fantasy.
78,000.
78,000 word.
No.
7,800.
Yeah.
7,800 word milking lactation fantasy.
Crazy.
Is dripping with adult themes and explicit content, including domination and submission between a powerful milk distributor and the farm's insatiable feeding assistant.
Oh, my God. That's a movie if I ever heard.
That's not... What does it mean she's a human dairy cow?
Well,
She's milked?
She's milked and they're selling her milk.
Sweet God!
That's what the story is.
That's what your mom's reading?
That's horrible to find out after she dies.
That's not good. Yes.
That's not good.
Wait till you hear the sequel. It's the lemonade stand.
Oh, no!
Drinking the farmer's lemonade stand.
You have to burn that Kindle.
This girl does all the artwork. She's the girl.
Well, this is one in a... There's a whole series of these kinds of books. There's the Human Cow Experience. So, like, there's all these milking-type lactation erotica books.
Daisy, the only way we're going to take Hank
out. How weird that that's what your mom's into. Here's some of the other books they found on mom's Kindle. Doctor, It Hurts So Bad. Arousing Brandy.
Uh-huh.
Hot Cooking Spanker Wanted.
Jeez, that's just like somebody looking.
So, like, you cook.
And spank.
And spank.
That's wild. You got to be safe if you're frying.
So it's probably
so I'm
like
cooking and spanking?
Like an Anthony Bourdain, who's an amazing chef, but then also beats your ass.
Yeah,
or even, who's that real angry guy?
Gordon Ramsay?
Gordon Ramsay. Yeah.
I hate to do this, but I'm going to see what my mom has been ordering. I can go onto my account and I can filter. Because I filter it out. As I told you guys, I don't get the emails anymore. The only way I find out is if I look them up.
So one of the reviews on this, the milking for the cow, it was, I seriously couldn't stop laughing when she started mooing. So I guess in the book, she moos.
That's incredible.
I just like the idea. At some point, somebody's like trying to, they're like, listen, we have got to take Hank out or our milk distribution business is going to go under. And the only thing we need, Daisy, to do that is your tits. Yeah. I'm telling you. Daisy.
Your breasts are the only thing standing in the way of Hank's empire.
It's just so weird for like a mom to be obsessed with like a girl's boobs. Like, I understand Dave reading this book.
Oh, no, I'm not into lactation.
You're not,
like,
but if it was like a book of like how boobs save the planet or something, you know, like I could see you downloading that and just at least giving it a
like
whirl.
A giant pair bounce a meteor away.
And it's like also a pop-up book at the same time. Oh. Like, I think that's how you get Dave, is a boob pop-up book.
Well, that would get me.
Whoa!
Yeah, you're right. That would get me.
You know?
Every page.
Yeah, you know how you used to be able to like pull the little thing and like parts would move?
Oh, yeah. So what has my mom downloaded lately? Bite Me. Bitten book one.
So that's probably vampire.
Yeah, vampire erotica.
Vampire erotica.
No, my mom's not into vampire.
Oh, for 100% she is.
She's going to ask for all the Twilight movies on Blu-ray for Christmas.
Just click on it. See what it is. I guarantee it's called Bite Me.
It is.
It's vampire erotica.
Everything changed the night I met the beautiful Connor Savage, but there was one little problem. He was a vampire. Figures a man that hot would be crazy.
Uh-huh.
Or so I thought. He wasn't a nut job after all, though. Real. I was addicted to him.
Mm.
Now I had a choice, the vampire I craved or a normal life. Mm. God, Mom.
Wait till you find out where he sucks the blood from.
Oh, wow. Come on.
Wow.
Oh, there's another one called The Church. It's like she's kissing the priest.
Yeah, sure.
God, Mom.
Yep.
Ultimate sin.
Mom's not as normal as I thought.
Well, no.
The Prophet.
So it's another, like a religious
space. Oh, this is a whole series.
Yeah.
Then she's read Black Flags, The Rise of ISIS.
Oh, sure. Why not?
Threw that in there.
Yeah, that's like, well, I got to learn something, David.
Yeah. And I like to learn.
Yeah.
This one's called Who Falls Hardest.
Yeah, it's just a love, tale of
man
love.
On the front.
Yeah, tale of love.
And Devastated, Anger Management, Book One. What's that about?
Probably someone very upset and having sex.
Hmm.
Is it an erotica novel, or is it to help somebody with actual anger management?
Mm, I bet it's...
No, it's about an angry man.
Oh.
For readers who love to see someone who's been to hell and back finally getting that happy ending.
Jeez. Just what to say.
Bizarre. But again, it's not diapered for pay.
No, thank God.
You know?
Diapered
like
for
I said,
pay.
Vampire stuff kind of threw me a curveball.
She's got some like dominance, you know, like, but vampires, they are like dominant over women, you know, like they have like a power,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's what she likes. Your mom. That's what your mom likes.
This guy's mom also downloaded, oh, geez. His mom's into
way into, worse.
What? Yeah. Breeding My Sleeping Wife?
Oh, yeah, well, there's a whole porn category on breeding.
Breeding?
What? Mm. I think we've talked about it, but I don't remember what it is.
Well, it's just like you're allowing other people to
do things to you while you sleep.
Like, you know, like breed her.
Mm.
Breed.
Humans are
get her.
Very broken.
Oh, my God. There is. Wow. Amazon sells the craziest stuff. Cream for the boys? What's happening? What is that?
Yeah.
That's $0. That's a steal.
This is what I mean. Like, there's a lot of free stuff.
This is a wife-sharing, creamy, menage, erotica bundle.
That's a whole bundle?
What's creamy, menage, erotica?
Know, you know, it's about boob stuff.
Is it boob stuff?
Yeah, I would assume. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shared, used, and pleased.
Mm-hmm.
Free to use roommate.
So these are all free.
They probably get
if you have a Kindle Unlimited membership.
Oh, okay. So that's what you do, though. You
yeah, well, that's
that.
What my mom has.
Yeah,
she has
you
that.
Get that, and you get all
so
these things
she gets
for free.
All these dirty little books.
Ooh.
Oh, my Ooh. God. Oh, Jesus.
Gross.
What was that I missed?
Oh, just.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Taboo. It's taboo erotica.
Oh, my.
So taboo, we can't say it.
It's something about fertile in it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what's Cream for the Boys really about? Her husband, friends,
there you go.
Go all in for a taste of her cream.
There you go.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
This world.
Poor James,
this
huh?
world is...
This is all on James stuff.
That's incredible.
Recently viewed Amazon.
You're going to get some crazy suggestions when you log on to your Amazon account.
Combine that with some of the weird sex toys I bought.
They got a whole massive... They got a whole
massive creamy collection.
It's a whole collection of it.
Oh, my God! Latita Teets is her name. The author is Latita Teets. Or Latidia.
Letitia.
Oh, well, it doesn't look like Letitia is normally spelt.
Well, it's got
I'd say Letitia.
E-I-T in there.
Letitia.
Yeah.
It could be, yeah.
I mean, it's very polarizing. I can't believe it's got 3 stars.
I know. Not maybe it's good. Not that good, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. Pay up, buttercup.
Oh, boy.
It's a lot dirtier than I thought they did. I just thought they did, like, cheesy.
Well, okay.
That's what I thought, too, Lise.
My sister is a writer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And... she writes like fantasy novels, and it's much in the same way. Like you, she just puts them out there. I don't know if they cost money or if they're just free or what. She just likes to write, so she writes. And I think a lot of people like to write erotica.
Yeah.
And so they just put it out there, and it's the dirtiest stuff you could ever imagine, you know?
I think your sister's Letitia Teets.
I hope so. Good for her if she is.
I'm Letitia Teets. Cool.
I'd be like, listen. I'd be like, listen, Kate. No, I don't. I honestly, I've never really talked to her about it. Yeah. She just started putting her stuff out.
Like fantasy, like sci-fi type stuff.
Like she does like fantasy, like
medieval stuff.
Like no, like weird, like mermaids or like fantasy in that like kind of realm.
That's cool.
Different things. And I think she's always got like different. But she'll do like a chapter at a time and put a chapter out. It's like a new way that people are consuming.
I've taken a peek into Cream for the Boys.
Yeah.
It is shocking.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
My God.
Why don't these women just watch porn rather than...
They like the creating it in their heads, I guess.
Yeah, that fantasy of the cream and the
And boys. Honestly, can I be honest with you? There isn't a lot of porn that's this nuts.
Yeah, no, you can't.
You know what I mean? Like a girl mooing, Lise, and feeding guys?
I'm sure you could find it, but I didn't think that they had books like this for...
On Amazon?
Yeah,
apparently they
women.
Have everything.
Because guys are not reading this.
No, we don't.
There's no way you're going to take the time
off. We're visual. The woman that wrote Cream for the Boys also wrote She'll Sleep Through Anything.
Oh, yeah. That's a porn thing.
It's Only Natural.
Oh, no, yeah. Falling for Family.
Yep. Cream of MILF.
So is it only older women that watch that? Or, I think
I think eventually, yes. Cream of the Cop.
Cream for the Cop.
I thought it was Cream of
Dave
Top.
Dave turned it into like a Campbell soup.
What kind of soup is that? Is that Cream of the Cop?
That's Cream of the Cop.
I prefer Cream of Chicken. Sleeping Bimbo.
Cream of the Cop.
I Wasn't Sleeping. Cream for the Class.
There's a whole
Cream to Share. Cream for Cash. Cream Queens.
Wow.
Are there any women that listening that have read these books?
Well, look at that one. Secrets He Milks.
Secrets He Milks.
Forever Milking.
You're in like a massive milk section.
I am. I don't know how. I just know it. We're in the cream aisle.
Like that one's called Feeding Time.
Three Adult Nursing Stories. This one's called MILF Helping Me Out at a Nudist Party.
Couldn't get a better title. Couldn't find anything.
A lot of the covers have women on them, which I find interesting. Why they don't have men if you're going after...
Well, because it's that whole...
Older.
Yeah, it's like they're...
Like, why are you into...
Yeah, that's
breast good... milk as a woman?
So, can I just say the browsing history? Hover shoes... A pregnancy pillow for Chuck to sleep.
Yeah.
And a bunch of breeding books. Yeah. Erotica breeding books.
Can't wait to see what Amazon sends me an email.
Oh, my God. I can't either.
Alan is with us. Hi, Alan. Good morning.
Oh, how's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh? So this guy discovered his dead mother's Kindle is filled exclusively with disgusting erotica, and you had a comment.
I know this lady that lives right down the road. She's about 30, 35, and she writes erotica, something about a band. She's a groupie and follows this band around, and just like you're saying, she sits at home, does, you know, whatever they do, and writes books all day long, I guess, and she's got 3 or 4 part series, I can't remember, but I look them up, review them, share them with a couple people, but I just wanted to call in, man.
All right, man. Yeah, so it is a thing that people do, and it's, you know.
So someone says, I write some of these erotic short stories. I make 50 cents a download. Right now, actually, she says I make an average of $200 a week from it.
Well, that's great.
Dude, I need to start writing cream fantasies.
Especially because if you're a writer the way my sister,
say what?
She just writes. Like, it just
likes
like
to
just
write.
Naturally, like, just, you know, stuff in her head, like a whole world in her head.
Well, it's nice to know that I got a backup, you know, plan, because, like, I hate to write. Like, I'm good at it, but I hate starting to write.
Oh, man,
But it's nice to know that if I needed to make a buck, I could write cream erotica.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure you could. 28-year-old woman checking in who reads it, she says. She's 28.
My sister read these books. It was by a guy named Robert Jordan, who was like in the Vietnam War. And when he was in the war, came up with this whole fantasy world. I think it's like a 9-part, at least it was like a 9-book collection. And I think they're going to make it into a movie called The Wheel of Time. It's coming out. It'll be coming out soon. But like it's real fantasy stuff. And like my sister got into that and then just started writing that kind of stuff.
It's cool.
It's just such a weird...
You got to find in this weird erotica, you got to find like a real, like a niche.
Niche.
I'd be like, I write exclusive, just taco erotica.
Well, when we talked about Bigfoot erotica, I was like, that's the category I'm going to get into.
Yeah. Yep.
Then I had an even better idea that I was telling Chuck about intergalactic erotica.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Weird sci-fi twist at the end.
Yeah.
Which I won't reveal.
It's a hell of a twist. And he writes it.
This woman said erotica books for me are a lot better than just watching basic porn. It gives you a way to fantasize yourself into it without having to watch the raunchiness.
Those girls, those girl brains, man.
Yeah.
I specialize in Jersey Devil porn.
Just be careful. Listen, I'm just going to say this. If you have someone in your life pass, don't just like you shouldn't look at their browser history, don't look at their Kindle.
Yeah, like my mom and my dad both have a Kindle.
When my dad goes...
God knows what's on your dad's Kindle, Joe.
I think it's just casino games.
Oh.
Like, I think that's all he does on a Kindle. But I'll tell you what I'm doing. Like, if anything ever happens, I'm just going to take it. I'm going to smash it.
You should. And so you should.
What I'm going to do with my... When my father goes and I have his laptop, I'm going to put it on a bed of straw and I'm going to push it out in the middle of a lake.
Oh, launch a fire arrow.
Fire arrow at it.
You have to.
Burn it. And then set it ablaze.
Yeah, burn it.
Or just reset to factory settings.
Oh, yeah, it could
right.
be.
It's not as theatrical.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
No.
But it's gone forever. Yeah. It's gone forever.
You're right.
No chance of someone finding that and mailing it back to you. Hey, we found this in the middle of the ocean.
Hey, make sure it burns.
Yeah, burning barge will do the trick.
It fell right into the middle of the lake. And now it's there for some scuba diving.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
All right, a weird day for a cop in South Carolina. It involved a cow, a dog, and a taser.
But they have a lot of weird days.
I'm sure they do. Take a listen to this quick report here.
All right, so strange moment in Georgetown. A deputy was hurt when his canine attacked a cow. Yeah. According to the sheriff's office, the deputy was responding to reports of a burglary. While on the scene, a cow distracted the dog, which then led to the dog biting the cow. The deputy tased his canine to get him to let go of the cow. Now, during that time, the cow then struck the deputy and the property owner. Thankfully, everyone is expected to be okay. And listen to this. Investigators
say
there's no burglary happening after that.
Cow kicked me in the... Calling out cars. I got a bad cow. Officer down. Officer down. Took the hoof to the mouth.
Cow hoof.
Dog bit the cow. Cow kicked me in the face. Farmer dropped his milk. Run! Officer down!
I had to tase my own dog. Cow didn't like it. Kicked me in the face.
Farmer knocked over a lantern, set the whole town on fire.
Guys, I'm pretending that I am dead. The cow is right over top me. Someone get this goddamn cow.
Is it gonna poop on your face?
Oh God, it's pooping it on me. Oh, cow just pooped on me.
We're on our way, man. This whole time.
So what an insane scene. He was responding to a burglary. A cow distracted a dog. The canine bit the cow. To de-escalate the situation, he had to tase the dog. The cow got spooked by that and ran right over the cop. And there was no burglary call after all.
Oh no! So no reason to be there.
No reason to be there, even in the first place.
Listen,
that is a bad boy.
Stella, for a little short while was like riding horses, right? So this one time I had to bring her to ride horses, and they had encouraged her, hey, bring your dog. We'd love to meet your dog. So I'm like, okay, it's my one time to like bring Stella to this this
and you
barn.
Had to bring the dog.
I get the dog. If you've ever seen a dog,
this was Hershey.
This is Hershey.
Okay.
When they see a horse in real life,
like, look at the size
and
of
it's
that
the
dog.
First time they've ever seen one. Hershey's like, oh, shoot! I'm just and he was like frozen a little bit, like
it looks
he
like
thinks he's
the world's
big.
Biggest dog.
Yeah,
right?
And then there was a bunch of them, you know, like, and he'd be walking and one would stick its head like out like a barn door and whoa. Rice! Big ugly thing. I'm like, Hirsch, come on, bud, come on.
He's like, I remember when they took me to the land of giant weird dogs.
I'm telling you, like, what a day that must have been for him. He's only been once. He's only been once.
Blew his dog by.
He knows there's these giant dogs out there that exist. And that Stella was riding one. He was like, what?
Why are you on a gigantic dog?
Oh, my God, am I going to get that big? He's like, I can't wait to get that big.
So many questions.
Yeah. That's why I keep eating whole pizzas.
Yes. I'm eating so I get that big. I
cannot wait to be that big. It's my dream.
Oh, man, he didn't know. He didn't know what to think. And it's so messed up.
Yeah.
When you think about that.
Yeah.
It'd be like... Like if you had never heard of an elephant before, ever, and I just brought you, and I was like, look at that thing.
Right.
Oh, like, yeah. What the hell is it? Get out. And I just pulled you and got you out of there.
I looked at that canine dog. He's like, well, I'm going for broke. I'm going to attack it.
Yeah.
It is huge. You're lucky I was here. Just see the size of that dog.
What are you doing shooting me?
Looks like a bad guy to me. Why'd you zap me? I was a good boy.
And then those things are loud. Right. So the cow was
Spook
like
the cow.
Cows are mean too. People don't realize cows are cool until they're not.
Right?
Did he bark at the horses or did he just look at them?
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't
he's not
bark.
A bark. He's just like
he's
he was
not
just
a barker.
Like, he's like looking at me,
like looking at you, looking at
how
the
horse. Are you not freaking out
Dad,
about this giant
dog? Do you see this?
Like, he looked at me like he's like, oh man, you are tough. He's like, you're touching that big dumb dog. Like, oh, he's like, and then he looked at Stella. You're getting on the dog.
I'm sure he. I'm surprised he didn't try and rescue Stella. You know,
he didn't know.
He's smart.
I was like, you're a good boy. I'm like, you're a good boy.
Yeah,
and he's like, oh, okay, man. That's a lot. These big things.
I love that suits. Them, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He's
yeah.
like, well, as long as I'm a good boy.
Yeah, well.
And at the end of the day,
you're in charge.
All I can do.
Yeah, you're in charge.
All I can do is just do my best to be a good boy.
Yeah. It's a wild time.
I've done my job.
Yeah.
Let's get to some food news here on Dave and Chuck the Freak on this Friday, bitches.
Craving something sweet? Want something new to eat? It's Dave and Chuck the Freak's Junk Food Roundup.
Little Caesars has been testing a new pizza. It is half pizza, half cheesy breadsticks.
There it is right there.
It's called Slices and Sticks.
Yeah.
It's been available at select locations. Features four slices of pepperoni pizza combined with eight Italian cheese sticks plus crazy sauce.
The only thing about it is if I want cheese, if I want like breadsticks from Little Caesars, I want crazy bread.
I just want to start.
So this isn't what crazy bread is like?
No, not at all. It's not.
But
it's probably like their Italian cheese bread.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Which is also delicious.
I finally got a name.
I don't know if I've had it.
I finally got a name for my chubby cop show, Slices and Sticks.
Slices and Sticks. He slices. I'm Sticks. We're Slices
finally.
And Sticks.
Tonight on Slices and Sticks. Slices get fatter than you can ever imagine, and Sticks helps them.
Sticks pays for it.
Sticks pays for it big
Six
time.
Bucks,
I think we
though.
Talked about this, right? The Taco Bell has new buffalo chicken nacho fries.
I think we said they was coming.
Yeah. It's coming. It's here. And you can get them in a burrito, too. They'll put the whole fries in the...
So that means the fries are back?
The fries are back.
The fries are back.
Oh, no. January 3rd. Oh. So next week.
Next week.
I didn't know.
It's got hard there.
They got to stop taking
those. They
stop taking those away.
Imagine James
went in showed there. Up and be like, yes, I'll take some of your nacho fries.
Sorry, sir. We don't
those
have
are
those.
Not available.
So here's what they do. Taco Bell takes their nacho fries, their seasoned French fries, mm-hmm. douses them in buffalo sauce.
Mm-hmm. I like
chicken,
that.
Shredded cheddar cheese, warm nacho sauce, pico de gallo, and sour cream.
It's like Dave's reading poetry to me.
I thought you were going to say porn.
No, poetry, like erotica maybe.
Yeah.
But not only can you get them in fries, you can get them wrapped up in a burrito too.
If that's
what you choose to do.
I'd rather have the alive. Nacho than the buffalo aspect to it.
Yeah. I really like buffalo wings and like buffalo chicken.
I do,
like,
but I don't
really like it.
Want it with pico de gallo.
Oh, I would never have that anyway.
Yeah. Get rid of the pico.
Yeah, I'd have no sour cream and no pico.
Yeah, hold the pico.
You gotta fries are like the tool of fast food. They just keep going away, coming back.
They are. Barefoot Wine, they're the latest company to make a hard seltzer. That's going to be hitting shelves soon. And there is a new makeup line that's inspired by Hershey's chocolate.
Mm. My God, they better get different packaging. Or I might get
it. Looks just like. Oh no! What did you eat?
What did you tell me? I gotta go to the hospital. Get my stomach pumped again.
You start wearing makeup.
Yeah. You look beautiful. My God, you look beautiful.
It's my Hershey's cookies and cream.
You are gorgeous.
It matches my beard and my face.
Your lashes are incredible.
I know. Look at those puppies.
Oh my God, your skin tone. You're like a mocha.
I know. There's been a couple of drunken nights where I keep eating them now. Because even when you open it up, it looks like one of those little treasure chickens.
It does.
It does.
They look just like Hershey's chocolate bars, but when you open them up, there is, what is that, like eyeliner?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's eyeshadow.
Eyeshadow in there.
Yeah, drink
and,
it.
They have that. They have the cookies and cream version.
Can't
they even come in. Did you see they come in like regular packaging?
They do.
Yeah, that's crazy. You gotta open it up like that. Like, kids will eat it. Listen, kids will eat this.
Stella would be furious if I went and bought her what she thought was going to be a chocolate bar, and then she opened it up and it was makeup. She'd be torn because she loves makeup, but she'd be like,
chocolate. Gotta get her both.
She'd be so mad.
You need to clearly mark this as your makeup. That's the fourth time I've had my stomach cramped. You know how painful that is?
He drank a whole eyeliner.
I drank the eyeliner, and I gobbled down every single one of your mascaras. And that stuff is.
Ooh. Yep, probably not good for your stomach. All right, the Times of India coming up right here. What went wrong with an Indian politician's pants? Let's get to that.
Times of India.
Play it.
In a embarrassing moment, an Indian politician made an address to a crowd despite his pants falling down mid-speech.
Didn't care?
Didn't see.
Nope.
How would you say that? A-S-H-F-A-Q-U-E. Ash.
Just call him.
I won't say his middle name.
Yeah.
Ahmad Kareem.
Uh huh.
A member of the upper house of the Indian Parliament appeared in Araria, Berar, mm-hmm. while addressing an audience regarding the negative aspects of the controversial Citizenship Amendment Act. But while doing that, his pants dropped unexpectedly.
Incredible.
This video is up at DaveAndCheckTheFreak.com.
Teen desh ke liye. Sabhi log jante hain. ये तीन देश के लिए है पाकिस्तान अफगानिस्तान और बांग्लादेश
ये
मुसलमान के अलावा
जो लोग
They're just going down right now, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
They're just going right down.
Oh, look at this little worker. I saw that I was freeballing it, and
let me help you.
That's embarrassing.
Oh my God!
Some guy is helping him.
He gave him the shoe.
He's like, "Hey, don't touch my pants."
Yeah.
Do not touch my penis while I'm.
I am your pants man.
Please don't touch my penis.
But I am your pants man. I am here for your pants.
I never hired a pants man. You're just.
I am your pants man.
Nominated yourself this pants man position.
Oh my God! I dropped the ball. Let me help you. I'm your pants man.
Should I hold them for you?
The pantsman's job sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, he tells him, like, enough with the pants.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, you're touching my front.
You've touched my genitals.
He did. He touched him right in the front there.
He kept going, though.
He continued on with the rest of his speech.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.